Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, happy Party Friday to everyone. It's Chuck Bonniewell and Julie Hayden on the Truth Straight Up, and we'll be coming up here momentarily.
The Truth Straight Up, brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine, HappyTrees.co, and Denver Synergenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. So we got a surprise video, a Party Friday video coming up at the end of the show. We were able to obtain never before seen
video
of the little tussle between Prince Harry when he was attacked, viciously attacked by
Bully William.
Yeah, by his bully big brother. So you want to stay and see that. I'm going to talk to Casper Stockham, who is, as of right now,
all falling away. He could be the unanimous choice of the Republican Party.
The only person who's officially declared still running for the Colorado State GOP chair position, now that Christy Burton Brown is stepping back. But first, wanted to open the show, and so feel free to put in your comments in the chat section. If you want to turn your mic on and comment, go ahead and do that. Or if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. But about the House Speaker fight.
Well, it's getting closer and closer. He picked up 14 votes. He needs, I think, three more.
I think a couple of people were flying back. They've recessed for a while. They're going to go back at 8 o'clock Denver time tonight. And some people were flying back, emergency flying back.
And so we can have a worthless speaker for a worthless Congress filled with worthless Republicans.
Apparently, he has been, McCarthy has been making concessions to the 20 holdouts. I'm going to talk about those because I read them and I'm like, why is he holding out over these? I mean, this seems like obvious why you would want to do this.
Well, it's obvious he doesn't want to do it, or else they wouldn't have to force him to do it.
Exactly. Why would you not want to do these things?
And half of things are irrelevant. I mean, it didn't make any difference. The first one, floor vote to establish term limits for all House lawmakers. Except that I have to go through the Senate, so it'll go nowhere. In fact, it'll never be brought up. What's the next one you have?
So the motion to vacate, so you only have to have one person call for ousting him. I could see why I wouldn't want that. Because what do you think, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, every day, raise their hand. Hello, we want to oust him. That floor vote on the voter security, again, that won't ever go anywhere. But at least
it's a plan. Why would you oppose that? I understand the term limits one you want to oppose, because that's going to look bad for those Republicans who vote against it.
Right.
And so it's going to be an embarrassing vote. What is the thing you don't have a border security bill?
Right, exactly. What they want to do, and this is a complicated one, but they want to move 12 regular appropriations bills individually, so they can vote on them. And we'll play a little soundbite where Representative Rosendale reveals what he called Congress's nasty little secret.
And that one also shouldn't be at least controversial.
No, we're creating a subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. It's like, hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hey. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Barney, jump on in.
Hey, I had to pipe up. I got to get this off my chest. Okay. Mark Levin used to call McCarthy and Scalise two mental midgets. And that's about as good as it gets. So all of us conservatives, we always have to run back and kiss all the establishment ass. We have to, whatever they want, whatever they want. Well, we've had it right now. We've had it with you pukes. You guys, your party is Mitch McConnell and $2 trillion that went to the Nazis in Ukraine. And oh, by the way, all you people that are butthurt about Griner kneeling for the anthem or whatever, they took a U.S. flag and they sewed it to a Nazi Ukrainian flag. I'm sick of these people. It's over with. I want those people to hold their ground. Screw you, McCarthy was running around telling us how he's going to stop the 87,000 IRS agents. What a load of crap. You're not going to stop anything. Just like with the Affordable Care Act. You guys run your mouth. You don't do squat. You're full of crap. And by the way, I've got something to say to Casper. Casper, you know we love you no matter what. And I know that Chuck and Julie are friends of Peter Boyle's. But having a picture with Peter Boyle's and his Warren Beatty eyewear, when you wear glasses, it looked like Warren Beatty. I'm sorry, Peter. Peter ran a lot of conservatives off after the way you guys got treated. With all due respect, I know he's your friend, but
I have to say, too, we'll bring that up to Casper, because that was, I mean, it was kind of a weird picture. So
kiss of death. It's a kiss of death. You will lose every conservative, Casper. Sorry. We love you when we put up with you, because you're a sweet man. But no, buddy, you got to have some nads and stand up a little bit. Anyway, bottom line, I did not like Lauren Beaufort till now. I think I love her. And Matt Gaetz, I kind of liked him. It's like, yeah, hell yeah. Let's do this. Let's tell these assholes we're done with them. You did $2 trillion effing dollars in the Senate. No, Mitch McConnell, we know who you – I want to know the kickback. I want, when you get one of these son of a bitches on to Ken Buck, I want to know what is the damn kickback. I know people that make $150,000 a year. They would never sell this country down. You pukes are doing this on purpose because you're getting kickbacks. Anyway, love you guys. I hate Kevin McCarthy. He is a mental midget. Now, unmute me so I can listen.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Barney.
And he's right, though. You know, he's colorful, Barney, but you're right. One of the other things, why would they want to do this? They want to require 72 hours for the release, from the release of a bill to the vote on a bill.
What a concession.
They want to reinstate something called the Holman rule, where basically they can cut the salaries of specific federal workers to just a dollar. So the whole thing they're being to like cut the, you know, fine, you can hire 87,000 IRS agents, but they're only
paying $1.
And
the same with the head of the DOJ, and the same with the FBI. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to have some control out of control?
Exactly.
But why is that a concession by this jerk?
And here's from Jacob. What happens if McCarthy doesn't keep the concessions? It's my understanding, Jacob, and I could be mistaken or being optimistic. I think one of the holdouts was saying we're in the Reagan mode right now, trust but verify. I think they were waiting for, and I think they must be getting like written documentation or some kind of written that, you know, not just like, oh yeah, I'll do that too. So it looks like he's probably going to pass, my guess would be tonight, and it looks like they're going to hold him to it. And I think they've done a good job releasing the terms, because I mean, it's nothing outrageous, right? It's
outrageous,
like, read the bill, give it time to read the bill. But I want to play, this was an interesting soundbite. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana, he was talking about the fact that, and we learned this from Marjorie Taylor Greene at an event we were at where she explained it. You know, most people think, because they teach you this in school, right, that they have a bill is proposed, it's drafted,
and everybody, committees.
And then they vote on it, right? And he said the dirty little secret in Congress is they don't vote at all. Usually what happens is the leadership on both sides hammers out some sort of corrupt deal.
Right.
And then they send a Democrat and Republican down on the floor, you know, every day to run through the 15-20 bills or whatever it is they're doing. And then those two people vote without any, they just say no opposition, the bill is approved.
Right.
There's no vote. There's no discussion.
There's no nothing.
Nobody even knows what's going on. So if we could please play the Rosendale soundbite.
And they will be shocked to learn, the ones that you have not disclosed the little nasty secret to, that unfortunately, that's not how it works around this place. That under the current rules and under the current leadership construction, that on flying days, typically Monday at the beginning of the week, the leadership on both sides of the aisle negotiate a number of bills, 15 to 20 pieces of legislation that one Democrat and one Republican stand on this floor. They discuss momentarily, and then they say the magic words, without objection, we will pass this by unanimous consent. And there are two people standing on the floor passing pieces of legislation that oftentimes are the naming of buildings that don't really bother anybody or affect one's life. But in many circumstances, spend millions and tens of millions of dollars that the taxpayers are obligated to cover, and their representative was not even here to vote upon it. And that, my friends, is wrong. It is wrong.
And you got to wonder, why don't they want them to vote on it, right? Why don't they want discussion? You think that that's how it's supposed to be, you know? And so, because I want to play the Hannity soundbite. So you look at some of these things that have to be concessions, and you're like, you mean they're not doing that already? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, why would you be opposed to this, you know?
And why weren't the other 200 ass wipes, to use a phrase that just invented, you know, saying, yeah, we want this too.
This is a bad idea. And you can, I mean, it's got to be money, right? Barney's right about that. It's just got to be money. And so then you get all of the corporate media on both sides, conservative as well, except for Tucker Carlson, really, complaining about all these people. It's a clown show. It's this, it's that. And it's like, hello, this is them actually voting and debating. I thought the other day they put it really well. It's like, this guy is a second in line to the president. You think we shouldn't take a little bit of time to debate and to talk about it?
Well, this really established who are really, when it comes down to it, hacks.
Right.
Establishment hacks in Colorado from Ken Buck, who's on the Freedom Caucus, but doesn't actually vote with the Freedom Caucus. To God knows. Well, she's good. She really did.
Yeah, she's really come through here.
I forget who the other Republican one is from
Spring
Lamborn. God, is he worthless? And all the other ones. No. They didn't want to have any of these concessions. They just wanted to. What do they do all day?
Well, raise money. I mean, they're like, if they have to go down there and vote, that's going to take time away from meeting with lobbyists, going on junkets and raising money, Chuck. I mean, anyone can clearly see that. Well, and so one person who also showed his true colors in all of this was Sean Hannity. I don't know if you saw. I mean, Sean Hannity is usually a pretty polite guy, right?
But before he got caught. With Ainsley Earhart with his first wife. Then he started getting a little more full of himself.
But I mean, at least he was kind of polite, right? He would let people answer questions.
He just got worse and worse and worse.
And he had Lauren Boebert on the other day. And it's like, hello, you're like the talk show host or the, you know, let her answer the freaking question, right? And he wouldn't even do that. So if we could listen to this, so if we could please play the Hannity soundbite.
Kevin McCarthy didn't want to give it to you, but he did give it to you in the end. To me, that's kind of an insurance policy. Can I finish?
But he didn't all the way. He did
Wait
not.
A minute.
Sure.
He gave you what you asked for. And one of the things that I've been asking people, I'm asking you tonight, who is your final choice for speaker? And if you can't get more than, let's say, 30 votes, will you follow your own advice that you are asking Donald Trump and withdraw?
There are certainly names that are being floated around. And hey, maybe I should nominate President Donald J. Trump tomorrow. But Sean, I did watch your show last night.
Is this a game show? Like, we're going to pick
on this motion. This motion to vacate, because he did not give us this motion to vacate. I'm showing there's a whole consensus of other candidates.
But
to vacate, Sean, you need to understand that Kevin McCarthy did not give us my hard red line.
He fought
and
for
this
it.
Is a century's. No, he did not.
No, I know that he made the promise.
That was written by Thomas Jefferson.
I know he made the promise because
1837, with five members, Sean, with five members, not one member to offer the motion to vacate.
So my question is this:
Nancy Pelosi's.
You haven't answered my question. So if you have,
you cannot demand more responsibility.
Yesterday you supported Jordan. Today you're supporting Donald.
That's not the way this.
I mean, it just the whole thing went on like that. It's like clearly his whole goal was to attack
her.
Hannity is a turd from Jacob. Sean Hannity should be ashamed of himself trying to beat up on.
And Lauren Boebert did a great job, by the way.
She did not give in.
She did not back down to the turd.
Wanted to have her on to browbeat her, right?
He
knew what he was going to do. Charlene says it's Hannity, McCarthy spokesperson, and Barney says it sure sounds like it. And again, if you're Sean Hannity, what's wrong with these proposals? Why would you not want to give them time to read a bill? Why would you not want a floor vote on term limits? Why would you not want a floor vote on border security? Why would you not want a subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government? I mean, why would you not want those things?
And then they had the same thing the night before with Laura Ingraham and Chip Roy, you know, her same interrupting, not quite as awful, but still annoyingly. And Chip Roy did a great job of saying, why wouldn't you be for this? Why were you against this?
Yeah, and so it's outrageous. And I think what Lauren Boebert, and this is Sean Hannity, was, I think, deliberately missing the point, because I think the guys, the 20 people, have been very clear in what it is they're trying to do. They are trying to force, I think they know Kevin McCarthy is going to be speaker, right? It's not like they have another candidate they want to run instead, but what they want.
Well, they have plenty of candidates they want to run instead, but none of them would get a lot of votes because they haven't spent all their last 20 years handing out favors and stuff. But it's ridiculous. They're saying, who'd you get? It's kind of like Donald J. Trump's like, how do you like that? No. He was just so annoying and so awful. And I imagine he's hearing it. If you look on the internet and everywhere else, I mean, you know, people, they are just letting him have it.
And again, I think what Lauren Boebert and others and Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz, not so much Jim Jordan, but Matt Gaetz did a great job of explaining, is like, we are trying to make a point. We are trying to reveal the nasty little secret that nobody understood about how Congress really works.
Yeah.
And that the fact that we actually don't vote on bills, the fact that we get together, both sides of the party, which is why we're never, and why are we letting the Democrats have a say? I mean, the first thing I would do is cancel those meetings, right? And just say, oh, by the way, Democrats, we're going to vote today on term limits. We're going to vote today on voter security, you know, and here's our committee on weaponizing the federal government.
When the Democrats were in control, they never consulted. They just told, you know, McCarthy would go, okay.
I think they'd have discussions, my guess is, about some of the defense Ukraine bills because people are getting kickbacks on that, right? And making money.
They're always willing to say, look, here's another $10 billion to give to abortion providers and Planned Parenthood and for generally mutilating small children. And we'll give you another, you know, $10 billion for Ukraine. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good deal. Yeah.
And they clearly don't want any committees to look into that. So, you know, we were at a meeting, and that's like, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is surprising me here. I got to wonder, I know when we were at this, the El Paso County dinner that she was the guest speaker at a year or so ago, she did say that Kevin McCarthy kind of took her under his wing and helped her. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if she's just being loyal, but she was explaining about that. She said, they don't discuss the bills. Two people stand down there. Somebody reads the list of the bills and then they all vote yes. No, I've seen them.
They don't even vote yes.
Well, they just say without opposition. Now, if anybody has been to city council meetings, sometimes they do that if they have a long list of what are essentially housekeeping bills, right? Where they just read it and then they're approved by unanimous consent. But even in Denver City Council, they pull the ones out that people want to talk about, right?
They pull
the ones out that there might be some discussion or debate. And I would see here, I mean, how would you even know really that stuff was going on? And that's the thing. They don't want them to know and they don't want us to know.
That's absolutely true.
Okay, so we've got... Did I read an earlier announcement congratulating McCarthy's win? Probably people are doing that. Yeah. Similar to Clinton's press release congratulating her presidential win. from Charlene, one thing, the Freedom Caucus is the only thing standing between us and the New World Order taking over. If they go down, they'll be neutered. And
we all know it's really half of the Freedom Caucus, because people like Ken Buck are in the Freedom Caucus, and they're in on the steals and the lies and the disingenuous.
Right. So, hey, and I want to go back a little bit off topic, but I saw Dr. Donna had sent us an email. And Jacob, we're going to, if you want to jump in on this, Jacob apparently is looking for some help. Are you running for something, Jacob, that you need some help with signatures on? Do you want to answer that, or you want to be like, no, Julie, don't mention that? Are you there? Nope. Okay. Jacob, maybe I caught you by surprise. I think what Dr. Donna has said is she's trying to gather signatures for a run for mayor in Denver and asked if I knew folks there who could help collect signatures. You know, Jay, I don't know. There are companies that do that, but I think in Denver, what do you need?
I don't know.
Oh, you have to call in. Okay, Jacob, 888. Here's the number that they gave me to give you. 888-710-8061. 888-710-8061. Or is that the right number? Or is it eight? If that doesn't work, then let me give you another one. 888-627-6008. Okay, they just said do this one. 888-627-6008. Go ahead and call in. Because, you know, one of the things, we're open and transparent here, right? And if somebody's trying to run for something, I think Endeavor, you only need, what, 300 signatures?
I don't know. There's I'm not sure if he's running for mayor.
Or what? Someone. Okay, there's like 800 people in Denver who are running for mayor, though. So, but even then.
Which means it isn't that many signatures you need to get. But.
No, that's what, because they're now talking about making it harder. So that's the thing. Okay, so democracy is actually at work in Denver, right?
Yeah, it's
part of Marshall Zollinger from Channel 9 saying that there are, that white men should not run because there are plenty of qualified minority women. So it's racist.
It makes him uncomfy.
Yeah, it makes him uncomfy. That's kind of like crazy.
That's a Harry phrase.
That's right. Yes, we've got Jacob on the line. Hey, Jacob, what are you up to?
Okay, so what I'm trying to do in Denver, we need 300 signatures to get on the ballot, and basically, I'm just asking, you know, if I can find a couple people to get the 300 or 400 signatures, I'll go ahead and register on Monday to become a candidate.
Okay,
and then I want to work with Donna and the local people here on how to list the actual voters, eligible voters in Denver, to a point where they can just walk out their door and go, you know, we find people to go, when the ballots come out, to go and help the people vote.
Right.
Like the ballot
harvest.
Other people do.
Right.
And, well, I'm not going to call it harvesting because I'm not going to, I don't.
It's legal, Jacob. I mean, ballot harvesting is legal in Colorado and in Denver.
But I would set up the roadmap on how to get to the people who are voting and to get to their ballots.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I think the way that a lot of the people do, well, there's two ways of doing it. The people who have a lot of money have hire companies that have them do it. And I think the other people just get their supporters and they knock on doors or they go to grocery stores or places like that where there are people.
I have run in the past that to get to 300 signatures is not hard. It's just that I'm down to a week to do it. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, how about this? Anyone, I mean, you can email us through the show, or a lot of people out there have my email anyway. And I will pass it on to Dr. Don, who can pass it on to you if we get any information. Okay.
Hey, keep it posted. Good luck. Yeah, good luck.
Can I say something else real quick since I'm on the phone? I don't understand the state, I guess, is shipping out all these immigrants to New York and so on because they can't afford to keep them here.
It's because Jared Polis is kind and compassionate, Jacob. That's why they're sending them to New York.
Okay, but that's one thing. But the other thing is he's also inviting everybody who can't get a legal abortion in their state to come to Colorado.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
That's a terrible liability, though.
It's difficult being such a kind and compassionate governor. No, you're right. I mean, it's just total hypocrisy.
If somebody comes out here to get an abortion, you know, whether they need it or not, you know, that's fine. But if the doctor here botches it up, guess who's responsible for the liability?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. probably not Jared Polis, but exactly.
We'll figure it out. Okay. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, all right, good luck. Good luck, Jacob.
For in here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, Leo says I was going to run for dog catcher, but I'm allergic. Leo, we'd help you get the 300 signatures though if you wanted to. But anyway, so I think, you know, what I think is good is there is some indication. I mean, the polls, and again, you never know about polls, but that the American people, roughly half of them who even know what's going on, are saying, well, yeah, I think it's okay that they're having this debate and discussion. And again, the thing is, you think, don't they always do this, right? What's the problem with this? And then you turn out, no, instead, the way they do it is the deals are cut in the back room or in the lobbyist offices or on the junkets. And then they come in there and they slip it in. There's no vote. There's no discussion. And the next thing you know, your taxes go up, right?
Well, you know, if he did it by press, there's about 90% left-wing press, from The Atlantic to Vox. I mean, just go down the Newsweek, Time. I just go down the thing. And then there's maybe 10% conservative one, which would be Newsmax, Fox, and a few others. So if you go by the stories, the country's outraged. We're a clown show. It's a horrible. It's a World's Worth thing, and also you get people like Newt Gingrich. It's terrible.
We're supposed to feather their nests if we can't have these. Yeah. One of the headline and one of the Hannity things was Matt Gaetz or outrage in Congress over Matt Gaetz's comment about McCarthy. And what did he say? He said that it was vanity, him pushing this.
That's almost as bad as apparently the guy who killed the four college people gave a tasteless joke at the jail. Oh, no.
A serial killer
said a tasteless
joke. And that's it's just ridiculous. You know, and the person's like, Matt Gaetz said it was vanity. It's like, does anyone doubt that it's vanity for Kevin? No, Kevin McCarthy's running.
He loves us.
Because he loves America, right? Yeah. But nonetheless, he does not want to have that. He doesn't want to have a floor vote on term limits, doesn't want to have a floor vote on border security, doesn't want to give people time to read the bills, doesn't want to pull out the appropriations bills that where they are spending our money, right? So they have to be entered separately as opposed to just in this one giant conglomeration.
So you know who's actually on your side, and they're not many people on how they were on this speaker's one. The people who are, you know, cheering on the Rebel 20 and so forth, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Sundance, and I'm trying to think of their.
For the conservative sites, like Red State Town Hall.
Oh, they're all establishment hacks.
Right, exactly.
National Review is not even a hack. It's a disgraceful organization.
Well, and this is from Leo. I still want to know who writes these 4,000-page bills. Well, Leo, that's the thing. That's another part of the dirty little secret, and that is the lobbyists write it, right? So you're a lobbyist for an oil and gas company, and you want to get rid of some regulations and do some other regulations that'll profit the giant companies and hurt the little companies.
Right.
You write the bill, then you shop it around to a representative or a senator who will sponsor it, and they don't read it either.
Well, I wouldn't understand it. Have you ever read legislation? Unless you get to the, because you're changing existing legislation, and so you have to reference other. It takes an enormous amount of time. It's not like it's just they're self-contained.
And this is Charlene, the globalists write the bills. Well, it's all the same thing, right? The special interests write the bills. And that's why they don't want anybody reading them, right? They don't want anybody.
You know, the guy I don't like much is Mark Levine, but he finally said, why doesn't anybody go after George Soros? And they go after every Trump person, they go after absolutely everything. He destroys our country, destroys everything else. Everybody goes, oh, no, you know, we can't do anything about, you know. Why doesn't somebody see his tax returns?
Yeah, really. Well, maybe he files them in Hungary, right?
No, he would not file them. I promise you. The one place he would not file them is Viktor Orban's Hungary. They hate him.
Well, I think, you know, the most important comment was, I think, Jacob's at the beginning, is how do we make McCarthy keep his word? And I do get the sense, didn't you read that too, that what they're doing is they're getting this in writing in some way, shape, or form. And I think they're also doing a good job making it public, because you would be like, why, as you said, why won't you do that? Why are you reneging on saying that you should have 72 hours to read a bill before you have to vote on it?
Why are you refusing to say ahead of time that you'd put a border security bill? How does that hurt you? I understand the term limits, because that's a tough vote for some people.
Right.
But the border security is an easy vote for any Republican.
Right. I mean, and free any Republican, the weaponization, I mean, of whom the Republicans were the victims of the weaponization.
Yes.
Why would you be opposed to a committee on that to try to stop it? Right. And so, because again, there is that, it just reveals a swamp. And I think one thing, and you've talked about this before, that under Donald Trump, you know, starting, you know, 6 years ago under Donald Trump, the swamp people started to be revealed. I mean, Donald Trump, you know, tore the curtain aside, right? And just when you think
he tore the curtain aside inadvertently, he had no idea that behind the curtain, that while he was president, all the people in the FBI and the Justice Department were meeting Twitter and everywhere else to make sure he'd lose.
Yep. And now Charlene says, Stephen says, Charlene, along with the lobbyists, they can get their fair share of the appropriations. Charlene says McCarthy will not keep his word. He's a controlled puppet. No. Well, you know, that's what Chuck and I were saying the other day. I'm like, why is it taking McCarthy so long to get these deals? And you made the great point. It's like, it's not his decision. It's a loan to make, right? It's the donor class and the people who control them who are saying, no, you can't. We don't want these bills being made public, right? We don't want people to see what's in the appropriations bill. We don't want to have people see any of that. So I suspect, though, that he'll probably be confirmed. There are a few people like Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, who said, I'm never voting for him. But I think enough of the other people have said,
maybe I'll vote present. Hold my nose
and vote present.
And then Hannity and everybody go, yeah.
Kudos to those guys for being brave enough to take all the slamming and all that, you know, going on Sean Hannity's show and being trashed and being treated rudely, right? And for sticking up and saying, you know, we need to show how this is being done and we need to try to fix it as best that we can. And these are small steps, but hey, at least they're steps. So I don't know if Casper has come in. Leo is saying Sam's has been out of eggs for the past 3 days. I know, and the eggs that are there are going up. That's because of all the stupid new rules they have. Casper, if you're here, go ahead and unmute yourself and turn your camera on. If you're not here, you don't see him here yet. Mm-hmm. Well, we were going to talk to Casper. He is, because we had him on before and he announced it on our show. There were several at one point, there were several people running for the Colorado State Republican Party chair. And Greg Lopez has dropped out. Heidi Gnall has said no. Dick Wadhams has said no. Everybody's out anymore but Casper.
Yeah.
Somebody, Dr. Dono, is asking, what about Aaron Wood?
I have
heard that he is going to announce, but he has not made, as far as I know, at any rate, an official announcement. And we've had him on our show before. So if anybody who is Aaron's friend or Aaron is listening and you are running, mm-hmm. just let us know and we're happy to have you on too. Dr. Dono says Aaron Wood. Oh, got Sherry on line one. Hey, Sherry, thank you for calling in. Happy Party Friday.
Hi. So I wanted to bring a couple things up. I think they kind of go with what you guys are talking about. But today there is something else happening that, you know, it gives me hope. Who knows?
Okay.
Wow.
But there is the Supreme Court case. Well, it's not a case, but it's the Brunson, the Rayland, the Loy Brunson. So basically, it's an individual, which is kind of cool. It's not a lawyer. And he got the case all the way up today to where they're deciding if they're going to hear it. It's before the Supreme Court, and they're deciding if they'll hear it or not. And what he's bringing is, it's about the election, but it's more fundamental. It's if Congress doesn't have to abide by their oath, then who does? And that's what he's bringing, is against Congress. And he's saying they did not abide by their oath last January 6th, when 100 of our Congress people said, we need to take these 10 days because there's corruption, there's things not right with this election, we need to investigate it. But instead, they did not investigate it. And so he's bringing the case against the Congress.
Huh.
And it's to the Supreme Court today. They're going to say if they're going to hear it or not. But once again, what is the point of any oath or affirmation?
Right.
If Congress doesn't have to abide by their oath, then who does? And that's what this case is about, because their oath is to the Constitution. But
right.
I wanted to say something else about this to Jacob, because there's a really good letter writing program. So what they're doing is they're saying, if you can write a letter to the Supreme Court, then send a letter to Brunson also. He's in Utah. And that way they can keep count. So they know that, like, they're asking, you know, send a dollar to Brunson. But this way he knows how many letters have gone to the Supreme Court. So when they say 60,000, 100,000, it's because he's gotten that many letters. So he knows how many went to the Supreme Court. But
okay,
I think you could do that with Denver election. Like, if you're getting ballots, you should be able then maybe to have a little postcard also. So instead of getting cheated on the count, at least you know how many actually voted.
That's an interesting idea. Have them, I mean, money would be one object, but have people send you a ballot or send you a little postcard that said, hey, I voted for you. I cast my ballot for you. And then you could.
Yeah, because I thought that's pretty good. I mean, I'm really hoping the Supreme Court will hear this case, but they've been getting, considering nobody. I don't hear anybody talking about this. And it's really kind of a big deal, because what he's asking for is if they violated their oath, he's asking right. them to be removed. And that's 288 people in Congress.
There we go. Yay. Yeah. Well, yeah. And that raises another point, too. All these people saying, we need to let Congress get to work. It's like, yeah. No. It's fine. Hey, Sherry, thank you for that. I appreciate your phone call.
Bye-bye.
So we've got some comments here. You know, and if any of the people, 888-627-6008. I'm Dr. Donna. How does it work when the Colorado presidential primary is held before the caucus? Well, Dr. Donna, they don't want to have caucuses anymore, right? We've talked about that. They want to get there. And Charlene is, if the Freedom Caucus caved, the GOP has merged with the Uniparty and it is a carcass of itself. The people are with the Freedom Caucus. This is from, the BBS guys. Mail-in ballots could be in triplicate, where each of the three copies goes to a different place for a count. That's a good idea, right? You get one to the candidate. Jacob says Congress not working is a plus. So, I didn't see Casper, so he may be tied up. But we wanted to talk about, Chuck has been, it's been Party Friday and all. Chuck has been, as have I, obsessed, I hate to say this, with the Harry Meghan stuff.
I'm even more...
not quite ashamed. as bad as Amber.
I'm more ashamed of being, Amber Heard. I care nothing.
It's kind of
about a subset of the royal family, but nonetheless, it's I'm reading all of it, and Harry's emasculation of himself, saying his brother pushed him. Brothers never push each other. I mean, I don't know.
It's like, as I hinted, thanks to Jimmy Kimmel, we have found some never before video of the tussle. So yes. the vicious fight where William viciously attacked Harry, so viciously, in fact, that he had to call his therapist right after. Yes. That's like for real. He said he called his therapist right after. If we could please play the Harry video.
Two princes. A true story. William set down the water. Then he called me another name.
You're a wanker.
Then he came at me, and we tussled. It all happened so fast, so very, very fast. He grabbed me by the collar, ripping my necklace, and he knocked me to the floor. I landed on the dog's bowl, which cracked under my back, the pieces cutting into me. He mocked me.
This is what it sounds like when doves crack.
I lay there for a moment, dazed, then got to my feet and told him to get out. Then I made him face the music. The end.
You go the never seen video of the never before seen video of the fight. It's just kind of like what a bunch of ridiculousness. Okay, now back to something serious, and we can go back and forth here. Charlene says, will you get Vicky Tonkins on sometime? I hope she's running for chair just for the fireworks, if nothing else. Otherwise, otherwise blah blah blase. Well, here's the thing, Charlene, actually I think we're gonna have, well, certainly we'll have Vicky on again.
She's great.
I have a feeling she's got enough on her hands in El Paso County, but we could talk a little bit about this. There is a brouhaha, and that's putting up, it's a corrupt attempt to seize power, not a brouhaha,
right,
going on in El Paso County. And I think we're going to have Todd Watkins and another woman on. So what's happened is, you have the establishment rhinos in El Paso County who set up their fake Republican Party,
right,
and tried to usurp Vicky Tonkin's power. And what they're doing now is they're they're trying to get a petition to get other Rhino establishment people in the Republican Party SEC to vote to dissolve the El Paso.
It'd be the state central committee.
Central committee to dissolve the El Paso County Republican Party and just hand it to the Rhinos. Yeah.
Yeah. No election. Just
yeah. Forget all that. That's just way too confusing. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that next week. But now I see Casper. Casper Stockham. Hey, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Oh, we don't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I'm up in Weld County.
No worries.
Very successful meeting up here. But yeah, I wanted to come on just briefly, really, to kind of clear up some things that have been said. Nothing huge, but I was doing a podcast with Peter Boyles 2 days ago, and I wanted to take a selfie. So I turned the camera around, and then Peter hugs me.
He photobombed you.
Yeah. Photobombed you.
I was not asking Peter to lean.
Give me a kiss.
A kiss. He photobombed you.
Yeah. So then I put the picture up on Facebook, and they're like, how dare you take a picture with that individual?
Oh, goodness.
He has been, he's attacking Trump, and he's against the, he's for the J6 and, insurrection. I mean, all the stuff. I'm like, I just took the picture. It was just a podcast. I went on the podcast. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
And this one guy goes on about, about Peter being the Antichrist. And so I'm like, look, guy, it's just a,
no, I would support you on that too. I mean, go ahead and have everybody, we can all have our opinions of Peter Boyles, and everybody knows we disagree with Peter on a lot of stuff anymore, but why not go on his show, right? You're running for a position. Right. He's got an audience, and
I wouldn't have sent the picture out there.
Hey, what are that word? There's a thing when I was in radio, I had a general manager say to me, there's no such thing as bad publicity. There's just publicity. Yeah. So, okay. And it just be as of right now,
all your opponents seem to be dropping out. You seem to be steamrolling the field.
Well, Greg Lopez actually is going to be the chair of the Colorado Hispanic Republicans.
Oh, okay.
So Hugo stepped down a couple, about a month ago. In December.
Okay.
So Greg is going to be the head of it, and I talked to him since then. So we're going to be working very closely together. I see a lot of great things with him at the head of the Colorado Hispanic Republicans and me at the head of the GOP. I see a lot of great stuff.
Right. Well, and I think sooner or later, I imagine the establishment candidate will emerge.
Yes.
And so I think it'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out. But yeah, let me just, cause I know you want to keep this quick. Cause you're busy. Where can people find out more? I know that this is a kind of election that only,
where can you send them signed autograph of the picture?
I'm going to print that out on poster board and get Peter to sign it so we can send it out to him.
Maybe you could color out his eyes and put little horns on his head or something.
That would probably sell better.
Yeah, that one would get you some votes.
That's a fundraising deal right there. Yeah. So they can go to Casper4ForColorado.com, Casper4Colorado.com. I'm traveling the state. I do need some gas money, so they're willing to do that. I know, people are just really – there's still a lot of polarizing sides going on, and I'm just about uniting. I'm going to focus on the 80%. I'm going to invoke the spirit of Reagan. We're going to do the 11th commandment, 80%, and let's get this party back on track. That's what I'm about.
All right. Casper, thank you and good luck.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll see you later. Casper Stockham. And again, let me, because I know people are, sometimes announcing. And so if somebody that we missed is running and has an announcer is going to announce too, everybody's welcome on our show.
Sure.
So, all right. Casper, thank you very much. Except Harry. Prince Harry is
Prince
not.
Harry for chair. Prince Harry
is for not chair. Welcome. Well, it's one of those things. And to me, I consider it a good sign. Even Don Lemon, who I disagree, because we're going back to this since it's Party Friday, but feel free to call in or comment on anything else you want here for the last few minutes. Even Don Lemon attacked him. Well, didn't attack him, but said, what's he doing? It's like, here's this guy. He talked about killing 25 Taliban when he was in the British Army. He's getting hammered for that.
Because nobody really knows. Nobody goes, oh, yeah, I know how many I killed.
thing they say is, you know, you don't put notches in your gun and then talk about it. It's just not done. Right. And now the Taliban is mad at him. Right. Like saying these were not pieces on a chessboard because he said I had to. I mean, he's trying to make us feel sorry for him, saying I had to dehumanize and they were pieces on the chessboard. And the Taliban is like, there were people, Prince Harry, or not Prince Harry anymore. But in the meantime, so he can do that. And then he gets. I mean, even if the story is true about the tussle with William, so, and I don't know.
Sure it was true.
Well, maybe there's brothers, versions.
Brothers, oh, I mean, you know, push each other. I mean, come on.
Well, yes. But I mean, he made it sound like this vicious attack.
Well, for him, no, he didn't. He just made it sound like a normal one. But for him, it was, you know,
well, then he said,
real brothers break each other's noses and, you know.
Well, and then he had to call his therapist. He shouldn't have said that.
And
that
was and his hairstylist.
Yeah.
And his hairstylist. He's losing more hair. So is William. And
Dicks, Prince William, in the middle of stuff. Yeah. He says, I was alarmed by his baldness. It's like, you know, it's like, ha-ha, which brother has more hair than the other?
And you go, you do, but not for long. You're younger, you know? I mean, it's going.
It's just dismaying. And that's even worse. It's just sort of disgusting to see how much he's willing to reveal for money, because I think that's the only thing, right? That he's getting paid a ton of money from the books. Netflix is probably mad because they said, we had a dud series. You didn't say any of this in our series. So they're probably going
to
sue him.
They have to, you know, he's got the rest of his life to have to try to, you know, dig and mine, you know, a couple of years, you know, of his youth.
The American media is getting tired of it, I think. I mean, like I said, even
the
Don
British
Lemon.
Media already, yeah.
Oh, the British media hate him. But even Don Lemon is like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Let's not do that.
And what's her name? Megan, what's her name?
Megan. Oh, Meghan McCain.
No, not Meghan McCain.
She agreed with her about it too.
Did it? Well, who's the one who got kicked off Fox or left Fox?
Meghan McCain.
Is that Meghan? Not Meghan McCain.
All right. Well, maybe somebody else. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, she's saying,
you know, man up.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, that's a thing, and it says something about, because I think there are, frankly, other global elites who are kind of like that, right? Where everything is a perceived attack on them. And it's the kind of thing that normal people would like, be like, what? You're complaining about that kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's like, you're a prince, for Pete's sakes. And you know, I mean, you grew up in the royal family. It's like only one person gets to be king. You know?
He's offended by that.
Yeah, it's like, I know it's not fair, but I didn't even get born into a royal family. That's really not fair, you know? And they just don't seem to get that.
It's interesting because he's the one that reminds everybody of Edward VIII, you know, the Prince of Wales, and who married, who withdrew from the throne and everything else, and his brother took over. If you saw the King's Speech, that was his brother who couldn't speak very well. He was thrilled he was a spare. He says, I get all the luxury and everything else, and none of the headaches.
Go to hell for the meetings. So that saga, fortunately, will probably come to an end, because I don't think they have anything left to say. No more book deals. The movies, movie series have been canceled. Their podcasts have been canceled. So you know, so you aren't going to be able to be obsessed with that for very long. Back to then the El Paso County thing, because the other thing I want to tease for Monday, we're going to have J. Christian Adams on again. He's with the Public Interest Legal Foundation. You remember right before the election when Jenna Griswold, our corrupt Secretary of State, sent 31,000 ballots to foreign citizens, people who are not legally able to vote in ballots. And then they had to send a postcard back saying, oh, sorry, you can't vote, kind of thing. And we had J. Christian Adams on then sort of strongly hinting that, was this just a bizarre, inexplicable accident? Well, so as you can imagine, the Secretary of State's office refused to give them any of the information because they want to file a lawsuit against her, right? So he filed a Freedom of Information Act request Colorado Open Records request. He filed an Open Records request, and apparently got a bunch, and actually this has been in the national news a little bit too, a bunch of very interesting information sort of behind the scenes of how that all unfolded.
Oh, really?
What I wish somebody could do is track how many of those ballots, I mean, how many of those people actually did vote, right? How many of them actually did vote? Because they said, oh, we told them all not to, and we're sure that they won't.
Well, like, matter down in Arizona, you know, they said, okay, so they jammed the machines and people go, who cares? Close enough.
The judge is like, oh, well, you know, we don't like Carrie Lake anyway.
Yeah.
But then again, I think then also either on Monday or Wednesday of next week, we'll get into this El Paso County thing, because the reason that the RINOs want to dissolve the real El Paso party.
Because they can't win an election.
They can't win. Because, I mean, in a month, they're going to be voting for new leadership in the party, right? So if you don't like Vicky Tompkins, we'll vote against her. But they know that they can't win. And so rather than, like, I don't know, change their ideas to ones that people agree with, what they want the state Republican Party to do, the leadership of the state Republican Party to do, is to just go ahead and dissolve the El Paso County Republican Party and just hand it all over to them. I'm like, at first I thought they were joking when they were talking about that. It's like they can't do that, but they are. And then apparently they need a petition, right, to petition the party. They are, and we'll have a woman on who says they basically trick you into getting your name on the petition.
Even if you're against it.
She'll describe how she wrote an email to them saying she was opposed to this and thinks they should stop it. And then she got an email back saying, thank you for supporting us, and your name is now on our petition. And she's like, what? Charlene says, when KKB is out of there, she'll approve the ousting. It's going to be interesting to see how all of that plays out, and whoever the new chair is. Well, that's why they're trying to get it all done, I think, before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before that. So, hey, anyway, that's going to wrap it up for us on this Party Friday. Thank you to Casper. Thank you to everybody who comments.
Always the danger of taking a picture with Peter. You gotta watch out who you take a picture with.
Bombed him. So, in fairness, thank you to all the wonderful guys at BBS. We will see everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye. Take care.